What are you doing there, D-Roy? We're doing a podcast today. That's what we're doing.
Fiddling with my fat.
That's usually what you like to do there, Dizzle. Well, how you doing, buddy? We're in here for Death Piles and Taxes, recording some new episodes. I know all our listeners, you know, they've been catching the best of lately, but we got some new content.
The best of nothing. They've been thinking we died.
Well, we did not die.
They thought you won the Powerball and it disappeared.
I haven't checked the numbers to see if I won the, you know, at least the $1 million. But, you know, once that Mega Ball, Powerball gets over 500 million, I'm always buying in that case.
You got to. You have an opportunity. That's the good part where we don't have that opportunity so often that, you know, a couple times a year.
Yeah.
We can dream. We can buy a dream.
And we did buy a dream. In fact, that's a couple hours on the car trip home from Pasadena. We were talking about what would you do if you had $350 million. So that was a good time had by all. But welcome in. Like I said, we're doing the Death Piles and Taxes podcast, getting into some first of the year. You know what that means, D-Roy? It's tax time.
I hate it.
It's tax time. You even sent me a little text meme saying how much you hate the tax time.
Well, here's the worst thing is the GoDaddy abandoned me 6 months ago or better or whatever, and I haven't done a thing. I've not done one iota of book work since then, so I'm a mess.
That's usually how it goes.
So I'm gonna have to go back. I'm gonna have to try to figure out. You signed me up with the Quicken Books.
The QuickBooks.
QuickBooks.
Quicken is something different.
I'm gonna have to go in and figure out how to even load that up, let alone hope everything imported, and then you know mileage and deductions and oh Lord. Oh, Lord.
You know, that is one of the things. We talk about the do's and don'ts and what you should be doing. It doesn't always mean what we are doing. But, yeah, that's great advice because now Derek is going to get the full brunt of, what did I buy in February of last? Well, what was I doing? And he's going to have to recapture a whole 12 months of bookkeeping.
Well, because the good thing with the GoDaddy, and maybe we should talk about this. I know you're into what you're into, and you got a lot of pokers in the fire. But the good thing was, it was kind of a set it and forget it. Once you had it trained on how you wanted to do your stuff, you just check back in every quarter you should have, but end of the year, whatever, and you could just adjust to where you need to be. And it was simple enough that it would just do it. This looks complex enough that I could get myself in trouble.
It's not.
So that's where I'm at.
Maybe, I mean, it's the same thing. Once you set it and forget it, but that's usually the problem with QuickBooks is you can set up an automatic ad feature. But when you do that, if it does something wrong, like AI is an amazing thing. Don't get me wrong. In fact, I was talking with my son this morning about it. He's like, Dad, what is AI? Because he likes to pull up the Robinhood app and he'll kind of look at different stocks. And one of them was about AI. So I tried explaining it to him. And that's what QuickBooks Online is. It's an artificial intelligence that kind of tells all of the things that you're buying. But again, it's artificial. It doesn't know as much as a human being does.
Have you messed around with anything?
Whoa. What does that mean?
Well, I was going to ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
And then you'd find out what it meant.
No.
After I got done.
I have not messed around.
You've messed around plenty. Let's not lie. With any of the AI, like the new, they have these apps and things where you can put in, tell me a story about, I could say, just record me a podcast using my voice. Eventually, say, record a podcast about Death Piles and Taxes using our voice. And me and Adam won't even have to be here. And we'll just come up with these stories, and it'll sound just like us, do it just like us.
We're never ones to let the truth bend, you know, a good story.
Well, the good thing now is you can put, tell me a story about whatever. If I was in school right now, I mean, I'd be an A-plus student because I just have the artificial intelligence write my essays. And you'd go through and edit, because, I mean, they don't get 100% everything right now, but it's pretty, I mean, it's better than what I write. Let's be honest with that, punctuational and all the grammarcies. But if you were to do this.
Did you say grammarcies?
That's what I said. I don't have the most grammarcies, see? He just corrected me on it right there. And, but you could write these essays, and, you know, teachers would usually go and they'd check to make sure they're not plagiarized or anything. Well, it's not plagiarized. Because this artificial intelligence comes up with it, you give it the parameters and it does it.
And even then, like the plagiarizing, even when my wife is finishing up her master's degree, like she has to submit these papers, but before you submit them, you go to a website and basically copy and paste, and it tells you, you know, this is 93% your own content, or what, even though it could be your entire own content, it would do that. So yeah, there's a lot of tools out there that would make it
songs, pictures. I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming out. We could be going Terminator, or it could be going Utopia. I'm not sure which one. It's probably somewhere in the middle, but technology never slows down. It's always evolving, and it puts you in a good place if you can keep up with the wave to be very successful. There's a lot of opportunities with it. But, you know, it could also be scary if you want to be a doomsdayer and all that, which there are people out there. You know, did you want? Oh, I went to that scary movie the other day.
You're an idiot.
And I invited you to come. You should go see it. It wasn't too bad.
No.
But it was all about this.
No.
This, okay.
I'm not going to see scary movies. Like,
well, it was a suspenseful thriller.
Yeah.
It was kind of more comical.
Uh-huh.
It was a good one, though.
Because you're a sick and twisted human being, and you find that kind of thing.
But the thing was,
funny.
This lady developed this. She was a toy developer, and she had like these little Furby things. But I'm not going to spoil the movie for anyone that hasn't seen it. But anyways, she has to take custody of her daughter or of her niece because some things happened to the parents. Long story short, she's developing this robot with artificial intelligence that she programs to protect this girl no matter what. Well, turns out, you know, sometimes in life you can be overprotected, and artificial intelligence right there.
Oh God, was it John Connor? What was the gal's name?
Megan.
No, not that's
the movie.
The gal from Terminator, wasn't it Connors?
Oh, Sarah Connor.
Yeah, Sarah Connor. That's what I thought. Yeah. She's probably the lady, and it's her niece, you know,
reincarnation. It was less scary than if you see the Terminator, this is nothing.
Speaking of like nostalgia stuff, like art, there's so much different things going on now than what if you think about it, going back when we were kids, you know, when we're, you know, 5 to that 12, you know, a little bit 15, you would have thought by now we'd have flying cars. Like, George Jetson, like that was real. By 2023, that was going to happen. I still think we're a long way from there.
But some of it, so the flying cars hasn't happened, but the internet and having like the Dick Tracy phone,
yes,
or the George Jetson, you can have a Zoom call.
Inspector Gadget.
There's certain things that have happened. I'm waiting for the little pill that makes a meal.
Pill that makes a meal.
The George Jetson would put like this little pill, they'd add some water, put it through like a microwave looking thing.
Okay.
And like a full like 5-course dinner would come out.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. That'd be nice.
That would be nice. That's one of those things. I guess you're in a lot of ways things have.
But
have
the flying car might not be there, but the Uber and the Lyft, like it's not quite a flying car, but it is a transportation that you don't have to have your own vehicle and gets you somewhere. I mean,
I'm just gonna throw this out there for you. I don't know if you should ever do the flying car. You've kind of had some bad luck with flying planes and cancellations.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
And crashes.
I've had a spell. I've had a spell.
You kind of put that voodoo hex on what you've been doing.
Well, I mean, you can't control everything.
No, you can't.
And so I like to fly well, here's the thing.
Jeez.
I like the discount airlines for because I'm, you know, not a man of your wealth. I'm the death piles. You're the tax man. But also our airport. There's one closer to us that's in a, you know, it's a fairly small airport. You know, you flew out the other day with me.
I flew out.
We went out to Vegas. It's very nice. The terminal is like 3 gates. You can get through security. Like, there's no security, basically.
No.
You just get through in like 5 minutes. If we go up to the big city, you have to park. You have to shuttle yourself in. You got to hike 3 miles, potentially.
I get it.
The line's forever long. And then you got to come home, do the reverse. I mean, when I got off the plane, the times I have got home, I mean, I'm in the parking lot in 10 minutes and on my way home. I've had a couple bouts. The Vegas one was it just got delayed forever. And that was, I'm not going to say the airline's name because I knew I was getting into a little bit on that one, I guess. They tend to have a lot of delays and stuff. This last time, though, we went down to the Rose Bowl and flew out. Everything went smooth on the flight out. I tried a new airline. They got another airline there, and it was great. And it was, you know, fairly newer plane. Stewardess people were nice. We got, you know, a choice of like 4 movies. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't no Delta. And, you know, you can see DirecTV and all that, but, you know, 4 movies for a guy that's used to sitting, you know, staring at the wall for 10 hours on the other flights is kind of nice. And, you know, they brought us waters and snacks and all that kind of. all that kind of stuff. Time to come home. The day before we were supposed to come home, somebody crashed in a private jet that was going to the Rose Bowl and died at the airport we were supposed to land back into.
Yeah.
So there was a fatality, and there's other people in the crash that didn't die. So they were doing an investigation and what have you. And so it was supposed to be open at noon the next day. So after seeing the story, I'm like, oh, we'll be good because we land at 5. And got to the airport, checked in, everything was great, everything was good. And I'm like, I should have saw this, you know, hindsight. I probably should have been a little more proactive. But I was like, they know if they're flying there. We had to stop over in San Francisco. So I thought, it's probably cleaned up and open, and they'll bounce and bounce over because I wasn't keeping up with the news. And go to get on the you know, waiting to get called up basically to check in, and all of a sudden it got canceled.
Oh, man.
Which, you know, really sucks because I'd have to be up and going to work at 4 a.m. the next morning. This is noon Pacific time, so 1 our time.
It's already 1.
So it's already not the best spot to be in. And I'm stuck in the middle of L.A., and that's not the easiest town to get out of.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, not really their fault, though, because a guy crashes and dies. I can't be saying his poor family and everything that's going through, people that they know and stuff. I can't be saying, well, I can't get home. You know, I kind of got to have some sympathy there.
You do. And I mean, that's just a part of life. That's what happens whenever you get outside of your comfort zone. You know, you're at the mercy of other people. And
so I was pretty good. I could probably be on the Amazing Race or something, though, because I was right there, got reimbursed, like, no problem. Refunded everything.
They took care of it.
Or they'd fly us out on Thursday, which was a couple days later. I'm like, nah, I got to get going.
Yeah.
But before I left, I had me an Uber going over to another airport, which was, like, cross town, which is a nice thing. At least we were in L.A. where there's, like, 3 or 4 airports within, you know, an hour of each other.
Yeah, you're all bouncing around.
And I was able to find me a rental car that I could take from that area and leave in Provo.
Did you leave from Long Beach? Is that where you got the car?
Ontario.
Okay.
And so, you know, had it been a week before with everything going on with Southwest Airlines, they said that they were out of cars. So it could have been a lot worse. So, yeah, we went across town, got in the car. I gave Holly the speech of, hey, this is trucker mode, Derek, so we're not stopping. Well, I mean, we'll stop and get fuel, but when we get fuel, we're getting snacks, we're using the restroom, we're getting food. It's just going to be one stop, that's that, and we're going to keep rolling, so... I was able to come. I mean,
you made some good.
I made some good time. I had one of these new fancy cars that, you know, I put on the cruise control and had like a little buffer to follow cars and stuff, so I didn't have to overexert myself. But we made pretty good time. I made it to work.
You did.
I only had 2 hours of sleep because once I got back to the airport, went to get into my car, and it was really cold.
It was extremely cold.
It had been cold for like days and snowed and all that kind of thing. So went to get in my car and there was ice on the inside of the car. That's never good.
No, that's not a good sign.
And the old girl wouldn't start over. Oh, and so, and this is about midnight or thereabouts. Luckily, my brother lives in the area and he's a single bachelor man.
Yeah.
That kind of works more of the swing shift. So he was awake. So I said, hey, you got something to come over here and jump me. And he came over, and we got fired up finally. And
there you go.
And the nice part on the way out, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but the gate was up.
Yeah.
And so I didn't pay. I just kept rolling. I've already talked to somebody about it. Okay. You know, I've confessed my sins. But I was like, we just rolled on through. So I was.
I'm not going to lie. I thought about the same thing because, like I said, it is a smaller airport. And the get in, get out isn't like super technical. And I thought about it thinking, man, you know what I could do? Because I had to return the rental car. Oh, this is when I was back with you guys, when we went down to Vegas just like a month ago. I could have taken the rental car in and drove through and exchanged my ticket and got out my car and been just fine. But I didn't want to, you know, I'm not taking anybody's $30. I'm an honest man.
Well, I felt like I earned it on that one, but
felt like yes, because it was that airport.
They don't watch the security camera to see all the ins and outs that might have happened there for a little bit. But overall, I'll give them another experience. I'll give it another try.
And you were down there. I know you and the missus went down for a little longer extended.
We stayed a little extra.
Went down there. I
made a quick trip of it.
I know that you did some dabbling. Was there any products that you wanted to come home with? I know you spent some time at Disney.
Yeah, so here's the other thing. And also, I have to thank you and your family because one of the things that happened is it snowed, like, a lot when we left. Like, it was a lot of snow from what I understand. And we came home. Well, that was my first thought, is like, okay, we're going to stop at home, unload all of our luggage, because we don't have to go take that to the airport and come back and backtrack all that and exchange it. And I'm like, oh crap, I'm gonna have to clean the driveway because we've been gone and there's like a foot of snow or whatever's there. And come to find out, it was all cleared. And I thought, oh, that was probably my little brother that did that, because he does that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so we were in a hurry and had to get up there and ended up getting jumped and all, like my whole story. But come to find out, Ring footage camera shows the Adam Beasley and families, not only good friends on the podcast, but they came and plowed your boy out.
That,
so
that those were elves. That was not so those were the elves.
I got ring camera footage saying otherwise. But
when you're living right, magic happens.
I guess so. Well, here was the thing. We were going down. We weren't initially planning to go to Disney. I haven't been in like 20 something years.
Oh boy,
since I was a senior in high school. So that tells you before that new park was even built.
Yeah, that's
how long ago it had been.
That's the last time I had been there.
And we went down, and it was like, well, what are we going to do for New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
You know, and L.A., it was kind of rainy and stuff. And we're not big partiers, so it's like, well, we're not going to go out to some club in L.A. Or they had something going at some park with some music, but it was no one I'd really heard of. And so my wife loves Disneyland. She's went a few times with her family. I just stayed home, different things like that. And I thought, well, let's just do it.
Oh, boy, Derek.
Let's just do it. And so downloaded the app, and it's a whole process, as you know.
Yes, it is.
It's a whole process, and you can get the genie so that you can skip the lines, yep. But you can only skip so many lines per hour. Yep. It's a whole, you know, I was behind the eight ball on all of this.
You really should have talked to the Hoopers, the old Trevor Hooper. He's the one that gave me the inside information the first time.
I should have. I have a friend that lives down there and works down there.
Okay.
He used to work at Disney. Now he's a lawyer.
Oh.
And so I said, hey, but he's still Mr. Disney. I said, hey, we're thinking about doing this. What do you say? You know, am I stupid or whatever? You know, is this a good idea? And he says, well, that's like the busiest day of the year traditionally. Like New Year's Eve's the big day. But he said, you got a couple things going for you. One, it's rainy, and people of Los Angeles don't go out in the rain. Like, they just don't do it. It might as well be a blizzard here.
Yes.
And he said, and season passes aren't valid on this day. Like,
so it's one of the blackouts.
It's one of the blackouts, so they'd have to pay if they did want to go out of pocket, whatever the price is to go. So I said, okay, I think we're going to do it. So I go to pull the trigger, and I can only get one park available, and it's the Disney California Adventure or whatever. Okay. So I'm like, all right, well, it's not Disneyland, but it's close.
Yeah.
You know, and I bought the parking, and I said, well, we might as well try this genie out. I don't know. And I was kind of stewing about it. I thought, well, I should be able to go to both parks. It's open till like 2 in the morning. We're going to get there. You know me. I'm going to be there, you know, at the gate when Mickey opens to get my money's worth.
You're squeezing. You got it down to the minute.
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna get my money out of this one. And we got there, you know, 8:30 or something, opened at 8. Traffic. I didn't accumulate for all that. But I said to my wife, I said, I really think we could get into Disneyland. She's like, it was sold out. They're not going to. I said, people aren't all going to come today, and they're just opening. Like, I'm going to make this work. And she said, you know, whatever.
You're going to get kicked out of the park.
Yeah, she's in the park. She's like, well, if you want to go, whatever, I'll go to the restroom and, you know, look around at some things and just tell me when you're back in, because it's not going to happen, basically.
Okay.
So I go over to the booth, and I said, hey, listen, I just was wondering if there's any way I can get into Disneyland later on today, or what the deal is with that, you know, kind of like, we're here, but I'd like to go over there as well.
Yes.
And the lady was very nice, because they have to be.
Yes.
And she said, well, Mr. Everett, if you got the money, I got the time.
Oh, of course.
We'll make it happen.
That's how it always works.
We'll make it happen. I don't know how much I paid. Probably a lot.
You don't want to look.
I probably, like, more than, like, you know, I probably could have went to Disneyland 7 days in a row or something. I don't know. But after 3 p.m. or whatever that day, I was allowed
to
go into Disneyland.
Yep, yep.
And ride all the attractions and see all the things.
So you double parked it up.
And so I go back in, and my wife was all prepared to be let down. I said, we're going in at 3 or whatever time, and she was really happy. So that made it worth it, right?
Look at you go.
And we rode some rides and all that. I should have done a little more research on, there were certain things that I was looking up that I wanted to maybe, you know, but then I thought, I have to hold that all day. I didn't come prepared to run back to the car multiple times.
No.
And if you're going to go on the rides, like, we'd have to alternate, like, because like, you can't take a bunch of bags on the ride. Somebody has to sit out with them.
Yeah.
So I didn't end up buying anything for reselling. However, I thought if I was to redo the situation, I'd probably spend an extra, I'd just make that a trip, and you'd have a day where you were just buying stuff for that purpose, because you could.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a day that you can just ride crap, because you could.
Yeah.
And then there's a day that you can just walk around and, like, smell roses or whatever, because you could.
Absolutely.
So, to answer your question, I didn't buy anything to resell. However, I did look, and I did scan a few things, and it was downpouring, and we got really wet, because then we went on the Splash Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, I went to some other show, and I was in the water zone, and I was very wet by the end of the day.
It's not the first time I've heard you say that. Well, like I said, man, D-Roy, it sounds like you had a good, eventful New Year's Eve. You had some good times. Appreciate you sharing that. We're gonna hit some heavy tax stuff here. Well, not heavy. I mean, nobody really likes the taxes. But that being said, D-Roy, there are two things in life that are for certain, my buddy.
Death piles and taxes.
Be right.